yesterday. I thought it went off good, and television's got been watching it here for a few minutes, and it's got some real good stuff on it. I believe it'll get out all over the country.
I think it was that's one of the most significant things that ever happened in the history of our country. It dramatized the great destroyer, and he did it. The whole stuff was an effective man, and they couldn't be a better place than the Capitol. And signing it in that historic room, that's all a part of the history of the act. And your declaration, your statement of speedy implementation, is just not only effective, but constructively dramatic.
Wonderful. I told Larry to call you and Carl and Hale if you want to bring him. We ought to meet Friday and just look over the house's problems for the next 3 weeks so we can be sure we got our schedule and we're going. I'm worried about Wayne Morris holding me up on one or two things, and I don't think the House and Senate need to get together Tuesday together. I'll have you all Monday and I'll have them Tuesday, and then the next week we can get together jointly and see what we got to work out. Now, things I'm primarily interested in, y'all, I think you ought to be able to get a rule on. Our big problem, as I see it in the House, is going to be a farm bill.
Yes,
that's going to be number one. Now, we may...
The problem there is going to be that...
Yes, that's right. The farm bill. Now, I think we ought to be able to get a rule on immigration. We ought to be able to pass the public works. We ought to be able to...
The public works...
ARA. Then we ought to be able...
meeting today.
And we ought to be able to get higher education. I've got to get that because Morris handles it, and he's got $700 million, and then I got all my college kids, and we just raised hell.
You know what happened.
I know it just got screwed up in every way in the world. I know it. We finally got Powell back. By the time we got Powell back and he agreed to fly back, we'd bring him back. Then we promised some of them that we wouldn't have a meeting or something. And,
when we announce to the House there's an obligation.
That's right.
And this is Monday, Thursday and Friday, Wednesday and Thursday of next week. We have a reservation about announcing any new program, but you don't do it for the day you announce it for the following week for Monday.
I wonder if we can't try to keep them here the next 2 or 3 weeks to try to get out.
Keep them here if we get a program.
All right, now can we get a hold of Judge Smith over the weekend and say to him, now Judge, please, let's do a little planning here for 3 weeks. We need a rule on higher education. If we came out of the committee, there only two votes against. We need a vote on immigration, and that'll be ready about Tuesday, Wednesday. They file a report, and they'll apply for a rule. You give us a rule on higher education, give us a rule on immigration, and let us take them up and move along here and have a Friday and Saturday session.
Well, the only reason I have no legislation to meet this week.
We got about 10 bills in the Senate, and I think Orrin Harris has got the principal ones in Interstate. I'm going to talk to him tonight, see if he won't work a little harder and
You got your cancer bill there.
That's right, heart cancer.
Yeah, those things we could take care of. The one big bill is going to be difficult. It'll be some little difficulty on ARA, but on the farm bill is on the certificate.
Well, now, will you help us work on higher education and immigration? Get a bill quickly on those two.
I certainly have been doing it all year.
You sure?
And the higher education Powell has been doing a lot of operating in connection with matters he's interested in himself. You got to give him credit. He's a masterful chairman when he works.
You betcha. I'll see you Monday at 5 o'clock.
You said Friday.
No, I said Monday at Friday. Today is Friday.
Well,
Monday at 5 at my office.
I'll have Hale there.
Okay.
All right.